This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization determined Wednesday that the fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak is now a pandemic and warned that the worst is likely yet to come. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus made the announcement in Geneva.
We're deeply concerned both by the alarming levels of spread and severity and by the alarming levels of inaction. We have therefore made the assessment that COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
Tedros added that in the days and weeks ahead, we expect to see the number of COVID-19 cases, the number of deaths, and the number of affected countries to climb even higher. Governments around the world are trying to take steps to address the ever-changing outbreak of the new coronavirus, which has infected more than 118,000 people and killed about 4,300 worldwide. Just as the WHO declared the coronavirus outbreak a pandemic, U.S. health officials faced a grilling on Capitol Hill, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health was asked if the worst is yet to come.
Yes, it is.
Community spread of the coronavirus is one of the reasons. How to stop it?
Contain the influx of people who are infected coming from the outside and the ability to contain and mitigate within our own country.
Republicans like Tennessee's Mark Green says President Trump has been ahead of this.
53 days before American lost a single life to COVID-19, the administration was already working diligently to prepare our country.
Massachusetts Democrat Stephen Lynch says the president has been throwing out misleading statements.
We need a unity of purpose, but we are not going to get that when the president is telling people that the cases of coronavirus are going down, not up. They doubled yesterday in my district.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. Former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has been sentenced to 23 years in prison for rape and sexual assault. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaralita reports.
Weinstein lawyer Donna Vertuno says the deck was stacked against her client from the beginning.
I'm not here to say that he's a victim, and I'm not here to say poor Harvey. But what I am here to say is we are looking for fairness, and we didn't get it.
Weinstein told the court he was totally confused because he believed all sexual contact was consensual. Attorney Gloria Allred, who represents one of the two women who accused Weinstein of assault, says she will spell it out for him.
If you are a sexual predator and you are confused, all you have to do is remember this. 20+3 years.
I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Russian Parliament's upper chamber, the Federal Council, has approved a bill containing constitutional amendments that will allow President Vladimir Putin to run for a fifth presidential term in 2024. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Moscow's State Duma has endorsed a set of amendments to the Constitution, resetting the term count for Putin, passing by a 383-0 vote with 43 abstentions, then approved by the upper house, the Federal Council, several hours later. A nationwide vote on the proposed amendments is set for April 22. The changes redistribute the executive powers of the Russian government in Moscow and further strengthen the power of the presidency. Kremlin critics are condemning the move as a cynical manipulation and are calling for protests. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Taliban Wednesday rejected an Afghan government order that allows for the conditional release of thousands of insurgent prisoners, calling Kabul's move a violation of the accord the Taliban recently signed with the United States. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani had earlier announced a phased release of Taliban prisoners, starting with 1,500, 100 per day, after receiving written guarantees from each of them that they will not return to the battlefield. Ghani said that the remaining 3,500 prisoners would be released in groups of 500 every 2 weeks after the commencement of direct talks between Taliban and Afghan government-appointed negotiators. A Taliban spokesman rejected Ghani's plan, saying that it had violated an agreement with the United States last month that said all 5,000 prisoners would be released before the start of intra-Afghan talks. On Wall Street, stocks continued their downward trend. With about an hour left in the trading day, the Dow Jones Industrials are off by 5.81%. The S&P 500 has dropped 4.86%. The NASDAQ is down 4.83%. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.